Blog Talk Radio.
So we love you so much, and we enjoyed your presence here. You were such an officer and a gentleman, and you were so wonderful to host, such a joy. And we bless you and thank God for you.
Thank you, Ambassador Brett. Oh, my God. I don't know if Ambassador Dr. Betty is on the line.
Yes, I am.
And then we.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Enjoyed you so much this morning. I have enjoyed the prayer line. We've been on right now for 9 hours, and I have just enjoyed the overnight shut-in. And you always bring what God has told you to tell us, and I have enjoyed it so much. I just thank you so much for allowing yourself to be used by God. I am so appreciative. Your hospitality will never be forgotten. And I love you, and I thank you so much.
Listen, we love you. We love you, and you are just a blessing to host. I am so blessed by your manner. I am so blessed by your presence, Dr. Betty. And, you have allowed the world to experience the gift of God in your husband and sacrificed, and your family have so submitted to what God wanted to do in the early days when you both were young and your marriage, was young, and all the frequency of his itinerant ministry and all the travel, that it necessitated. You stood by the step and allowed your husband to fulfill the call of God on his life and bless the masses. God, Dr. Betty, is in your debt because you faithfully shared him with the world. God's ear has been down low to hear your request and to joyfully respond to you in a fashion that will bring to pass what he said. Ask largely, ask boldly, ask with frequency, and ask with all desire. He is going to bless you. He is going to bless you. You allow God to demonstrate through his gift your husband. And now God wants to bless you and allow you to receive of his gift, that reward that God has for you. God is not finished. He is not through. There's a great blessing. One of the things that I love about the blessing is that, the heartache and the loneliness and the discouragement and persecution can be so violent. It can be so riotous, where we're just overcome seemingly by marauders of thoughts and discouragement. There is an aggression, painful, natural, and spiritual feeling that we have from persecution and waiting and giving and sowing and being patient and continuing. We actually feel it and experience it. And oftentimes you wonder, when the blessing comes, will it cause you to forget what it is that the suffering did? But the old song said, I never thought the sun would shine, but God put a rainbow in my sky. God, Dr. Betty, is going to bless you. And the blessing that is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow is going to cause you to forget all of the things that you both experienced in pioneering, building a church, serving a denomination, encouraging people, standing with your family and friends. You've had some losses. You've been bludgeoned, both stabbed, betrayed, pressed by the way, abandoned. Oh, my God, in his faithfulness, is going to reward you. There is something that is so outstanding to me in Isaiah regarding the Lord's Christ. When Isaiah prophetically said, it pleased the Lord to bruise him, that God was satisfied in that what he experienced in his suffering. And it pleased God to bruise him, not because of what he was presently experiencing, but what the future was going to manifest from that bruise. You are going to be blessed, and I'm going to encourage you in that. You hold fast. Great days are ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you, God.
Yes, God. We bless you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, wow.
God. Oh, thank you. That was Apostle Linda Tritt from, I call her Holland, Michigan. And she blessed us this morning in such a phenomenal and rare way. Thank God for her.
Mm-hmm.
Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Let's start at 6 o'clock hour. Amen. Are you there, Master Hagen?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir, Chief. We are here. Oh, wow.
Our instructions on our stats. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission Broadcast. We are excited about what the Lord is doing and excited about all that has transpired throughout the night. And we are glad, amen, to say hello to each and every one of you. To those of you that are joining us by the scope, by satellite, AM, FM, all of the social media platforms, as well as those of you that are with us on Blog Talk. Oh, my, just all over the world, we do welcome and greet all of you in the name of the Lord. Remember the instructions. To meet your alignment, now press the star key. The star key is located to the left of the zero on your keypad. If you will press it twice, it will mute as well as unmute your connections. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic call always applies. That is, always identify yourself, give your name, area code, and who you're calling from, and remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. For everybody who's come on board, we do ask that you participate, if it's no more than just saying, good morning, Lord. For those of you who are with us by satellite, AM, FM radio, or some of the other platforms, and you'd like to be in the main studio, call in right now. We have a number that are connected with the Blog Talk Radio as well as the main NTA broadcasting network. You can just call into the studio and then you'll be able to talk live as well. The number to call in is 646-7600. 646-665-7400. And for those of you that are on whatever medium you're on, you'll be able to talk back and forth live. Otherwise, you can go to the chat room and relate to us. In the meantime, we want to welcome all of you for being here for the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, without any further ado, to bring to your front is always the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Bless all of you. Good morning to you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Convention. We just want to thank all of you for being here. We want to thank you for all of you precious people, you awesome people who got up to give God praise. It's a day and a time that we ought to really give him more praise than ever before, because the Lord has done so much for people all around the world, and we don't even realize how good he's been to us. Some people say, yes,
amen.
I know how good he's been. No, no, you don't. Just a little stat that I normally give about the heart. Amen. The heart beats 72 times a minute. Amen. Mm-hmm. And since there are 60 minutes in an hour, our hearts beat 4,320 times an hour. Just multiply 60 times 72.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you sleep 8 hours, while you're sleeping, that's 34,560 times while you're sleeping, and you don't even know you got one heartbeat. Who did it for you? God. And in nighttime and 24-hour period, God keeps you living by allowing your heart to beat 103,680 times on a normal heart rate every 24 hours. That's around 35 million times in a year. 35 million times a year your heart beats. And during an average lifetime, the human heart will beat over 2.5 billion times. Don't you know that you don't know how good he's been to you? There are 87 organs in your body, 5 major organs in your body, but 87 complete organs to make you function every day. One heartbeat is a miracle from God. If you don't believe that, let your heart stop and see, don't you say, that's a miracle when you start beating and they call code blue and get you back running again. It's a miracle to have a heartbeat. It's a miracle to breathe one breath and yet you take between 25 and 30,000 breaths a day. 25 and 30,000, amen, breaths a day. Don't you know God has been better to you than you know? He's been better to you than you've been to yourself. I hope you all are awake this morning. We're going to praise him in just a minute. Let's speak to each other because, you know, the enemy doesn't want the saints to speak to each other. He wants the world to speak to each other, but he doesn't want the saints to speak to each other. Let's speak. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
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 Yes. Amen. And more so, let's speak to the Lord. He's real. Don't act like he's not real. Let's speak to him. He's in the room, and he's been in the room a long time. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
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 Good morning, Lord. God bless you. I hope you all are awake enough at 6 o'clock to give him a show enough. And I know how to spell show enough now. S-H-O-N-U-F-F. Come on, let's give him a show enough praise this morning for how good he's been to you. You had 103,000 heartbeats since yesterday. Come on, Lord, we thank you. We thank you.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm going to ask for prayer. I don't know if Ambassador Stitt is back on the line today. Are you there? If you are, say something to me. If you can, God bless you. She's normally working this time, but I want to see if she's on the line. I want her to pray for us this morning. Are you there, Ambassador Stitt? Oh, thank
who,
you.
Which one? You say, yeah. Which
one? Amen.
It's Ambassador Kim. I know I'm here. Our cousin is here. Ambassador Kim's
amen.
Cousin, Sister Patricia, is here.
Sister, I'll tell you what, this is unusual. I want you to kind of christen the line this morning. Give me a good, nice worship song or whatever you want to sing. Sing a song here this morning, and then we're going to have a prayer. I'm going to see if Ambassador Smith is available. Come on, sing us in this morning. We'll
okay.
The line.
I'm going to sing you one of the songs we sung last night.
Whatever the Lord needs you to sing, that's fine.
Okay. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, Lord, I said, well, thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me.
Yes, Lord.
So good to me. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. 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 I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me, yeah. To my place when I was hungry, to my place when I was hungry, when I was hungry, you were my place when I was hungry. I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. They got a beautiful voice.
Down in Atlanta, Georgia. Send me a little bit of a, I won't complain, just a little bit for the same from
well, thank you, Jesus.
Would you?
I have some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and when I think things over,
thank you.
All of my good days,
thank you.
They outweigh my bad days, so I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. But I ask a question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's up for me. Although my weary eyes, they cannot see. So I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't blame. God has been good to me. He's been so very good to me. More than just so awesome. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He's gone all my ways. All my darkness in today. So I can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
Amen.
Oh, my God. The church said amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's Sanders from, I believe, Atlanta. And Dr. Kim Kennedy, she's the one who brought her to the line.
Yes, she did. My cousin. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Ambassador Kim, say something, say hello or something, and then you brought her to the line.
Amen.
On the day. Ambassador Dr. Kim Kennedy. All right. I heard the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost said, have Sister Pat give her address or phone number or something, because there's some people who would like to have you as their special guest for something they're having. Amen.
Praise God.
I don't want to hinder what the Holy Ghost said. You might be having a concert, or you might be having a program, and you might want to have her to come and sing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to obey the Lord. The Lord said do it. And I want to ask you if you give your address, how, a phone number, how they can call you. That'd be better. Give your
phone number. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. My phone number is 404-468-4273. And you can call that number if you would like me to come, because I say if I can get me, I'd be glad to give you what God gave me. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for the gift. When I was younger, I was thinking, yeah, everybody got to pay, pay, pay. But in the process of it, I've learned now that the gift is something that God has given. So sometimes he just got to give it back. I'm legally deaf, but God bless the rock and still sing his praises. And let me tell you, every time I get an opportunity to do it, I embrace it. It's not something I take for granted, as man of God was saying, that heartbeat. I don't ever want to be in a position where I can't sing and worship
mm-hmm.
God out of every situation I'm in. That's my weapon of warfare, and I don't mind using it. So if you want to call, the number again is 404-468-4273. And the name is Evangelist Pat Sanders. You can just call me Pat Sanders. And that'd be great. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Y'all heard the thing. I don't know why you won't. I'm going to have an amazing way. All right.
You want amazing way? Or you
yeah.
want, no. you deserve it. Which one you want?
I said I'm going to have you an amazing grace. Amen. Thank God for it. And I want Dr. Kim to come too. Because she's the one who introduced you to the hospital.
She's supposed to be, yeah. She told me definitely to set my alarm clock when she arm back up. But I thank God. I don't know what happened, but we're going to replicate. Amazing grace.
You know what?
Shall always be my song of praise.
I
was great. That brought my liberty. I do not know just why Christ came to love me so. That he looked beyond all my faults and stuff. He saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary. To view the view the cross where my Jesus, where he died for me. How marvelous this place that's all my fault and sorrow. That he looked beyond and
my oh my God. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's God bless you. Oh my God. Thank God. I'm going to have words before we move any further from my first lady, Dr. Betty. Can you say good morning?
I just want to encourage her and say she's a powerful woman of God. When I met her in person, such a sweet spirit, but such a giant in her presence. And I thank God, even though she wasn't saying much, the fact that she's standing by your side, but doing all the background work, trying her best to make sure everything went in place. I thank God for a woman like you. And if I ever, and God, I don't want the Lord to do that, but if he says, yes, I will, if he put me in that position, I want to be as effective as you are. And I thank God for meeting you and embracing your spirit and your obedience. and your the way you walk by this man of God, not trying to overshadow, but supporting what God is doing in him. And God, when, in the midst of that, that's a ministry within itself. And I thank God for that example. And I tell you, keep on keeping on, Apostle Lady Betty, because I thank God for what you are and what you've done and what you're doing in this ministry.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Dr. Betty, are you there? All right. Sierra Giselle. Amen. She just had oral surgery and broke a couple of teeth in her mouth, wisdom teeth, and it took a long time for that surgery, and so she's recuperating. But she's listening. God bless all of you. Amen. Mother to the Nation, say us a brief word here this morning, because I want to get into getting what people thought about last night. Are you there, Ambassador Dr. Stern, Bishop Stern?
I'm here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been with you all night. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be brief. Amen. But I do honor the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's what I want to do. Amen. It's honor the presence of the Lord. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yeah. And to my chief ambassador on this morning, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, that has been up all night and probably all day and going into another day being up. Amen. We're going to be short with you this morning because we labored before the Lord all night. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I do greet the people this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And from 9 p.m. last night, and we're at the 6:30 a.m. now, God has truly blessed us. Oh, my God, I cannot go from 9 to 6:30 within all that time. But everyone that God chose to be on the service, the shut-in on last night, not only that were we shut in, but they showed off. Amen. Going back to Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, showed off, S-H-O-N-U-F-F, that's ebotics, and I know you understand that better if I would say showed off, amen. You would think that I was bougie, but I'm telling you how we say it, amen, showed off. I was so encouraged last night. Amen. God ordered that service for me, and I praise him for it. I've been up under the anointing for a few days now. Amen. And that's, you all don't know how to hear that often anymore. Back in the old days, you don't know when they were coming out, when they heard from God. Amen. But I think we ought to go in so we can hear from God. Amen. And I praise him for it. God bless Ambassador Cornita Patterson and Ambassador Carr for putting that service together. I sure enough encourage those that labor in the vineyard and know that your labor is not in vain. And just as you got blessed spiritually, you sure should bless the man of God. Amen. Financially, I'm going to tell you who you know would let you be on a service like this. I believe in blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a call on yesterday, and it was a great woman of God. If I call the name, everyone would know her. And she called to encourage me for being a blessing in the body of Christ. I'm not only a blessing on First Fruits, amen, wherever I'm like, Evangelist Pat Sanders, wherever I go, I want to be a blessing because God blesses me. Thank God for that. I often say everywhere I go, God, I thank you for use, for allowing me to be used in your kingdom. Many are called and few are chosen, and God has chosen Chief Ambassador Lady Betty and such little people as me. amen, Pat Sanders, so many more. And I thank him, amen. That's a gift God gave us, and we ought to wear it humbly, but wear it boldly when you step out. God bless you all. Amen. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we put with this line, Ambassador Julie Hagan, God bless. I want God to use me until I can't be used no more. When you call my name, I want to be able to say, yes, I'm here to produce. God bless you all this morning. And be encouraged. Don't take this First Fruits prayer line lightly. As the man of God say, many of you have been used and grown on this line. And I thank God. I humble myself up under the leader, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you, sir. And thank you for trusting me to bless the people. God bless you. It's back in your hands.
Bless you. That's our mother to the nation. She's quite hoarse this morning. She's been up all night long. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate her so much. God bless you. I'm going to open up the line. I want y'all who experienced last night, any portion of last night, give us your take on what you thought about last night. Bless the people, because some were not there. And I want you to just tell them what blessed you. Amen. The line's open to you. Anyone? Last night. Amen.
Come on. Amen. Good morning. This is Honorary Ambassador Mary Christina Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to say that the Lord really blessed on last night. Here it's like 7:32 here, where I'm at here in Georgia. And
yes.
I just thank God that the Lord has allowed you with the first fruits that allow us to have privileged access. Man of God, lady of God, woman of God, you know, continue on in the vineyard as one. I'm telling you, anyone that gets on that line and then listening, they will be richly blessed because they're being a servant for the Lord. And we just thank God for the privilege access that the Lord has allowed you to answer the call and then for us to come in line with it, because it's all through obedience. And I just thank God for that opportunity, because we only are servants. And he placed you to be in place and for everyone else to come in place. It's a team effort, but he gave you the vision. And I thank God for that opportunity, because we never know who we reach out to all over the world, being a servant for kingdom. And that's what it's all about. And I just want to applaud what God is doing in your life and how he touched us through you. Thank God for you and Lady Johnson, Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you.
Hey, Betty, God bless you. Thank you so much. We had such a time last night. We started out thanking God 1,000 times at the very top of the hour, 9 o'clock. And then Ambassador Gina Cornett, amen, our special assistant, she prayed so last night. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder, is she up yet, Ambassador Cornett? Are you on the line? You were up last night. Amen. Good morning to you. Can you tell us a little bit about, you want to say a word and tell us a little bit about the youth on last night?
Absolutely. I thank God for another morning. First of all, that he woke me up. I did hear some of it, but I did fall asleep on some of it. But I thank him for our speaker on last night, Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
She has really grown in the Lord. Actually, she's a junior ambassador, and she spoke about why do people go to church. And it was really a touching thing to hear that explanation through the eyes of a child. I just thank God for her. Thank God that the Lord laid it on my heart to just pray for all the children last night. And it's something like for the last couple of weeks, he's really been dealing with me, with the children, and stepping up the children's ministry and putting more word in them and listening to them and addressing the issues of the children. I just thank God for how He's using me in that ministry. Thank you for the opportunity to allow others to hear this and to not just keep it to myself or in a certain area. Thank God for all of you and everything that was said and done on last night. This all-night shut-in has really been a blessing to many from the beginning. Thank you. Thank God for our visionary and the first lady to this line, as well as the mother to the nation. And God bless you.
God bless you. And we had such a ball. Amen. Thank you. We had Honorary Ambassador Carolyn Alexander that spoke on the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. And then Ambassador Deborah Johnson down in Texas, she spoke on our testimony, means so much. Amen. Don't stop giving your testimony. And then Missionary Beatty, she spoke on Luke 18:6, the unjust judge, talk about that. And then she's saying, this is your season. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then Missionary Murphy came along and spoke about God will do what he promised. And used Matthew 6:33 and Numbers 23:19. Has he said it? Has he? Will he not perform it? Amen. And then Honorary Ambassador Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Mary Christina Smith came and blessed our hearts too, taking no shortcuts. Don't take shortcuts. Ephesians 6:10-18. Put on the whole armor of God and don't take no shortcuts. Amen. You got the weapons of your warfare, not carnal. Amen. But mighty through God. Don't try to take shortcuts. Amen. Then Ambassador Bishop Patricia Stern came and just prayed, oh my God, prayed our hearts glad and gave us a portion of her testimony, which touched all hearts. Amen. Thank God for that. We just had such a ball last night. My God. Then I came to leave out Minister Jeremy Cornelius from Michigan. He had an anointing word from God and prayed under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And then, my God, Ambassador Dr. Kim Kennedy and Evangelist Pat Sanders, they ministered and sung. And, oh, it was so wonderful. Amen. Then after that, we had Ambassador Benita Friesen. She's the one who worked so hard to put it together. She and Ambassador Cobb down there in Texas, Ambassador Benita Friesen up there in Michigan and Texas came together. It was off the chain, Shane. Amen. She talked about the model prayer, the Lord is our Father, which art in heaven. And in Matthew 6:9-13, it was great, great. And I want to just say thank God for blessing me so last night through Pastor Herman and Lady Hilda Phillips. They talked about praying God's promises, and speaking with authority. See, and it was just, I can't describe it. It was just so great. And you had to hear it. And there is a recording of it if y'all want to hear the whole service. Amen. At the end, maybe Ambassador Dr. Junie Hagen can tell us how to get that. But that praying and speaking God's promises was rich, rich, rich. And then we can speak with authority over our home, job, the church, over our health and everything. Just speak with authority. What if God promised it? If God said it, speak it with authority. Amen. Then Rosemary Danson, we went down to Texas. She spoke on purpose. Amen. 1 John 3:8. That was great. For the purpose of the Son of God was for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. That was great. And she dissected that real good. And actually, we had two or three people who really exegeted last night. It was so great. And then Ambassador Charlotte Palmer came and had so many encouraging words to the saints. Oh, my God. And talked about an old saying, I can see. Well, she's going to talk about that in the future. Amen. But we had such a time with her. And then Sister Barbara Gildersleeve came on, and she sang for us. And then her nephew was there that sang for us, too. And then it got so good, Apostle Craig and her family, as the whole family came on and sang in harmony. We just had a great, great, great time. And Sister Gildersleeve's daughter was going to sing. She decided not. She said she let her mother sing for her. Amen. And after that, Pastor Rosemary Davis. Oh, my God. That pastor of the Lord, Acts 3 and 6, what you should see at church. She came along and exegeted that text. Amen. He said we ought to see the mercy of God, the compassion of God. Saints ought to be compassionate. We ought to see faith at church, miracles, the supernatural happening. We ought to see people repenting and the blessings of God and work. And then she closed it. We ought to see souls saved. See, that's what we have forgotten that God called us to do many times, to see the souls saved. And then to put the icing all on the cake, Apostle Linda Threat from Holland, Michigan. Some of y'all heard the last portion of her message here, I think. She came along and exegeted her text so wonderfully. She was talking and encouraging us, amen. And we're praying for our nation, and we should repent and ask God for a greater anointing. And then that was wonderful. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Yeah, he will do it for you if you just have faith to believe him. So we had just I call it a supernatural time last night, because the Holy Ghost was moving in an ultra awesome way. And y'all know I don't use that term unless I'm talking about what God does. Amen. Because I said one time, Lord, you're so awesome. He stopped me. He said, don't use the terms that you use for somebody else. For me, I'm above man, and I'm a jealous God. Get something you want to call me. And I just call him ultra awesome above everybody. But we had such a phenomenal time last night. God bless all of you. I'll take maybe one or two more who want to talk about what happened last night. Amen. The line is open to you. Come on. Jump in there real quick. I got to move real quick. If you want to say something, take 1 or 2 minutes and say anything about last night. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Amen. God bless you.
From Chicago, Illinois. Yes,
God.
Sister Gildersleeve.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to say that it was just a wonderful, wonderful line. I was off and on, fall off asleep and wake up. But every time I woke up, I heard the word of God, and God is just so good. And just tell everyone just to keep on spreading God's word, because the world needs it today.
All right. God bless you. I'll take one more brief expose of what you think about last night. Anybody else?
Good morning, 913. Ambassador Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Praise God. I was just blessed by everything. Chief Ambassador, like Sister Gildersleeve said, I was doing this nodding on and off, but I was truly blessed to be a part of the shedding, and I see that it's growing, and God is just doing a mighty, mighty job with the shedding, just increasing us, and so many different people are coming on and seeing and blessing our leaders. And I just thank God for what he allowed. May God bless you, Ambassador.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. And he is increasing. Amen. Ambassador Hagen was telling me that we had another network that has the ability to reach, I think, 1.5 billion on last night. And don't let the world fool you. God is doing supernatural before. The world wants you to think that they on top, that they are doing the greatest work, you know, for the world. They want you to think that. But whose report will you believe? They want to downplay anything that God is doing. They don't want you to think that God is doing such a great work. But he's doing it regardless of what they say. And I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. The stats that we give you, excuse me, the stats
stats that we give you are the stats given not by us, but by the owners of the network, amen, who have given these stats about what First Fruits is doing. We started out with four people, and Brother Johnson, I believe Dr. Betty, and Ambassador Gina Cornett, amen. And so we had some mothers who joined us a little later, but they were a part of our starting crew. A mother, Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey, amen. She, amen, and other mothers who started very close to the beginning, amen. And now my point, here's where I'm headed. The owners of the network told us that we have over 200 nations and territories combined, nations, territories.
This message has reached its maximum duration. It ends in 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to tell everyone to pray for Mother Lacey because she's having a problem with her leg real bad. I haven't heard from her in a couple of days, so I don't know if she's in the hospital. So just keep reading you all prayers. Amen.
God bless you. Let me finish my statement, and then we'll pray for her.
Sorry.
So we have over 200 territories and nations and states combined, and we're adding every day. I think we had a record stat, and I'm not trying to do this for any glory for me. I just want you to speak with God.
Amen.
Awesome work that God is doing. See, let me tell you something, and I see this in the spirit realm right now. The enemy would have you to downplay anything that you are part of. I want to say that again. The enemy would have you to downplay anything that you're part of. Why? It intimidates him. He's a jealous fiend, and he doesn't want you to think that you're doing anything great for the Lord. I guarantee you he doesn't, because if you realize that you're doing something phenomenal for the Lord, guess what? It will encourage you to do something greater for the Lord. He doesn't want you to ever think that you're doing something great for the Lord, because it encourages you to go forward. That's why, who you think led me on the prayer line to do things like you've never seen before, and that is allow you all to, when somebody speaks, that we many times, we allow you to encourage them. Why? Because the enemy doesn't want people to be encouraged, because you might do something better if people encourage you. I tell them in Amazing Grace, you know, you don't have to hit me. Just encourage me. You haven't seen half of my ability that God gave to me. And I don't mean that arrogant or boastful, but I'd be foolish not to know what God has done for me. And I'm telling you, you haven't seen half the ability that I believe God gave to me. And I know he gave it to me. Just encourage me. You encourage me, you'll bring me out more and help me to really move to heights that I really can move to. Amen. And I'm just kind of right now, thank God for what he's doing. Thank him for what he's doing. But I'm really kind of coasting. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not, I wish I could be the man that God called me to be. I'm not half the man that God called me to be. But I'm working on it. Amen. Under the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And I can say that because you ain't half the person that you should be. Amen. But keep on working on it, the Lord will bring you up. God bless you. Let me pray for Dr. Lacey. And before I do, I want to see if there's anybody else who has an SOS situation. You need prayer. Come on. Anybody else need prayer? The line's open to you.
I need prayer for a legal situation.
Give me your name.
Sister Gildersleeve.
Okay. Okay, a legal situation. All right. God bless you. That's all right. I can pray for that. All right, anyone else need prayer?
Ambassador Cobb in Texas, I need prayer for my voice.
All right. Anyone else?
Missionary Murphy in San Angelo, Texas. Just need prayer for my granddaughter's legal situation.
Legal situation, too. All right. What is her name?
Her name is Olivia.
Olivia.
All right. I'll take maybe four more prayer requests. Anybody else?
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for my son, Marcus, that God give him strength. He blessed him to come home from the hospital, but I can see that he's got nervous and not as need more strength.
All right. His name is Mark?
Marcus.
Marcus. He have a nervousness, okay.
Oh, yeah, my son's still with me.
Okay. I'll take another one. Come on. I can't understand.
913, Sheila Brown. Chief, can we please keep that renovation, that work over at Amazing Grace? Can we please keep prayer on that? That was on my heart mighty heavy yesterday. We need to keep prayer on that. Thank you.
That's so kind of you. And God's going to bountifully bless you for being so compassionate for others.
God bless you.
Anyone else? I'll take
this is Mother Woods from Michigan. Prayer for my, prayer for my son, Anthony.
Okay. God bless you. I met my quarter this morning. Thank you, Mother Woods. And then Dr. Mary Lacey. God bless you. Heavenly Father, oh, God, you have been so ultra awesome on last night. God, I even hate to come to you. I don't want to hate to come to you, but you understand what I'm saying. You've been here, and you never left us. You're here even now. I just want to thank you and for holding the scepter out to people on last night that they may come before you. I found out how important that is by reading in the Old Testament about those kings, because if the king hadn't held out the scepter to Esther, they would have killed her. We can't come before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God who spoke and heaven came into existence, spoke and the world came into existence. God, you have to hold the scepter out to us. Thank you for allowing me to come. And I'm bringing many others with me, God. And it used to be where I couldn't get to you. There was the Holy of Holies that only the priest could go into. But when Jesus, you sent him, went to Calvary, earth shook and stripped that Holy of Holies curtain right into. And that was a sign that he was telling me and everybody else to walk right in and talk to you. I'm coming in right now in the Holy of Holies just to tell you how much I love you and appreciate you, adore you. That you, our love, our joy, our hope, our peace, our shepherd, our leader, our God, our faith, our hope, our charity, everything we need is in you. And we honor you more than ever before. God, I've been trying to lead people all over the world into thanking you at least 1,000 times a day. And some people, like our mother to the nation, picked it up and thank you 10,000 times in one day. God, I just want to ask you something for a few people here. Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey there in Waukegan, Illinois, I believe. You know who I'm talking about. She's precious to you. She's got pain. I'm going to ask you something. Would you please send your anointing to destroy Daniel in the name of Jesus? And touch her, Lord, and heal her body. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to do the same thing for Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Oh, God, and that pain in her jaw. Amen. Oh, I know. Oh, God, you took care of her through the surgery. But now touch her and let her feel great. Again, I say, Dr. Mary Lacey, Lord, remember her and heal her body. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm praying for Ambassador Carl. Oh, touch your voice. Pull your hand out. Anybody who's having any pain, anybody who's having any sickness, I challenge you to hold your hand out right now. Father, I'm asking you also to to touch these hands that are being held out. Let them be representatives of you. So when they lay their hands on them, on their body, on their throat, or on their arm, or leg, or hip, or side, or wherever they lay it, Lord, it will not be their hand, but it will be a representative of you. Oh, God, you can do that. I saw you, I read when you did it, even used a rooster and the crow, Peter. And then you got in an inanimate object, an axe head, and made it float on top of water. Only you can do stuff like that. And I'm asking you to use your hands now. Is everybody under the sound of my voice who had your hand up? I'm asking you, lay your hand on your problem. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your hand on them. Use that hand to lay on them in Jesus' name and heal. Thank you, because the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I defy everything that the enemy is trying to do in those bodies. That's the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's the house of the Holy Ghost. And the answer is heaven. Oh, God, let the power of God dwell in those bodies right now. And God, you showed me through the word that and we already have enough healing virtue in our body to heal us. Would you let it be, Lord, released throughout the body? Just as the blood travels throughout the body 3 times a minute, let the anointing get in the blood, Lord, and let that anointing destroy the yoke as it goes throughout the body in the name of Jesus. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Cells that have gone bad, destroy. Amen. Let it be corrected. Let them turn into good cells. You can do that. And then, Lord, create more white blood cells in the body that they may fight off disease in the name of Jesus. And let us have the correct amount of red blood cells. Oh, God, you made the body. You know all about it. You know more than anybody can even fathom. Thank you. Look on, Sister Gildersleeve. In that legal situation, God, I want you, I'm asking you to go to the head in that court situation, the judge, Lord, and lay on his mercy. Oh, my God, that message we got last night. We need to find that in the church, but I'm asking you to let it extend to the court system for these precious people of God. Amen. Mercy for Sister Gildersleeve in that legal in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Missionary Murphy in that legal matter. And mercy for Olivia, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for her daughter, I believe it's her daughter Olivia, or whoever that is. Let mercy go there and let healing mercy go there in Jesus' name. Look on Mother Dig and let mercy go God in the name of Jesus. Touch him and relieve him of that nervousness. Oh, God, you didn't give us a scare or nervousness like that, but a power of love and a sound mind. Thank you for what you've done already, and thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for speaking on Dr. Sheila Brown as she prayed for Amazing Grace's renovation. Thank you to shake the chunk tree up in heaven for her, and bless her, Lord, because the in the name of Jesus, and every person who wants the chunk heaven, I'm getting ready to ask God to shake the chunk tree. Put your hand out like you got faith to believe it, and as it falls, put it into your bosom. God, would you please shake that chunk tree for these precious things on this line, and as they fall, help them to put them into their bosom in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for it. Give them unexpected checks, unexpected blessings. God, in the name of Jesus, don't let the enemy just support his people all over the country and using your money to support the people. Oh, God, let the curse be reversed, Lord. Don't let it be a curse, but let the blessing come back to your people now. In the name of Jesus, where we've stood here trying to really tell people that you are the healer, you are the savior, you are the blessing. And the enemy tries to take all the resources
justice for his people. Take them back, God, and let your people be bountifully blessed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, bless, 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 bless. And then look on Mother Woods, Lord, even for her son, Anthony, but look on her first, Lord. I see in the spirit realm that she needs a mighty blessing. In the name of Jesus, touch her, touch, touch, touch her, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless her and heal her body in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, bless her financially, too. In Jesus' name, and bless that little grandson. Bless him, Lord, who seemed to be a preemie at first, but Lord, now bless him and let him grow up to be a mighty, mighty man of God in the name of Jesus. Look on Anthony. Change him. Turn his life around. The blood of Jesus, I plead over him. The blood of Jesus over him. The blood of Jesus over these people on this prayer line who requested prayer. Oh, I don't know what to pray for as I ought, God, but Holy Ghost, make intercession for me in the name of Jesus. And bless these folks. Bless them in the skin. Bless them in the field. And bless their going out and they're coming in. Oh, God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that doth make it rich and addeth no sorrow. Up the conference every situation that they're going to. And let the Holy Ghost, Lord, have the authority in the situations. And let the Holy Ghost bring blessings unto the people. I know the enemy doesn't want them to be blessed, but God, I'm asking you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, bless them when they're walking. Bless them when they're talking. Bless them when they touch people and pray for them. Let them be blessed because they had compassion on others in the name of Jesus. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load in the name of Jesus. Bless those eyes to see right. Bless those ears to hear right in the name of Jesus. God, give unexpected miracles. Bless God. Bless that jaw, oh my God, that's been operated on. Bless those that setting in that mouth. God, give Dr. Betty, Lord, give her healing virtue and give every person healing virtue who needs it under the sound of my voice. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Thank God in Jesus' mighty name. We ask you. And we're believing you for him, God, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all this morning on this First Fruits prayer line and praise line. We're out of time right now, but we thank God for you. May y'all be blessed during this day as never before. And just remember that no matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Thank God for you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you again, Ambassador Dr. Bonita Friars and down there in Houston. Y'all put that together. Ambassador Wazir Cobb, y'all did an excellent job last night. It was
Amen.
Just off the chain. We appreciate
Amen.
You so much, Ambassador Friars, Ambassador Amen. Cobb. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. It's going to be all right, whatever you're going through. The court situation will be all right. Your son's going to be all right. Your daughter's going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Stay in Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes. Chief Ambassador, can we get the playback number?
All right. Let me see if Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? All right. God bless you. We'll try to get it for you. Be on the line tomorrow. We'll try to get it to you tomorrow.
And also, Evangelist Pat Sanders, I'm going to call you right back because the Lord gave me the right many songs, and maybe we can get together on them. Be blessed. Love you all. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Okay. You got her number? Okay.
I have her number. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
That's all of you. All right. God bless you. It's going to be all right.
God bless you, everyone. Thank you.
God bless. I receive it. We receive it.
Shouters on the line, come on, shout with me this morning.
Come on.
Glory. Sanders one more time. I found it. If you want that number, get a pen and take it down. 404-468-4273. Okay? Get that pen real quick. I'm going to give it one more time.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right? Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord for you. Thank you.
The Holy Ghost told me to do it. All right. 404. Come on. 404. 468-4273. All right. God bless all of y'all. I'm going to try to get a little bit. Man, God bless you.
Uh-huh. So that's Pat. That's Evangelist Pat Sanders' number. I was
right.
Asking for the playback number. I have her number. She gave
okay.
it out early.
We're going to give that out tomorrow. I got to get that from Ambassador Dr. Hagan.
Okay,
right.
Thank you. Thank the Lord.
We'll give it out tomorrow.
Thank
God
you.
Thank you.
God bless.
I've been to India where the Taj Mahal is, and I've played my horn to thousands in India. I've been all over in Seoul, Korea, and I've been all over America. And yes, I've been to Jerusalem, yes. I blew my horn to Jerusalem while I was there. I came and looked inside, and I brought you good news.
That
Hallelujah, rejoice, Lord, always. And yes, thank you.